Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world, and it's all run with Vitalistic Communication Procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly, all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission, to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Awesome. What's going on, beautiful people of the world of the Legendary Chiropractor Free Group? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it, but it is Thursday and mid-June, and I could not be more stoked to be coming to you live today. I got you on my dashboard. I got you in my car after a great week here at the practice. We're just rocking and rolling and getting things, continuing to learn a lot, right? And I think that's the biggest thing about associating and about what we do as chiropractors is we are constantly, number one is practicing, but we are constantly as associates learning and learning and learning and learning and learning. And there's always something different. There's always something new, which is awesome, which is amazing. And like I like to say is like, this is why I'm here, right? I'm associating to absorb, be a sponge, to do all of these things that I wouldn't have known going right into chiropractic practice by myself. Now, you can learn it right through trial and error and all that stuff, but I'm learning it through trial and error, but I also have a mentor and a guide as the lead chiropractor, as the head chiropractor here, who's kind of walking me step by step through the process, but also put my feet to the flame and saying, you got this, you know, this is a good time to start to learn this lesson or to figure this out, right? And I think that's so critical and super important to know going into an associateship, or if you're looking to hire an associate, it's good to know how to train them in order to be the best that they can be, in order to, if they're going to go out and open up their own practice, in order to go out and open up their own practice and be successful, right? Why would you want to have somebody come in, work for you, train them up on everything that you know, and then release them to the world and to the public and hope for them not to be successful, right? And or feel like you didn't give them the tools to do that, right? And I'm very grateful that that is not my experience, and hasn't been my experience. So it's been amazing so far. And we're coming to you live today to talk all about student loans, student loans, student loans, student loans. The biggest thing I can say is that student loans are daunting. They're tough. They're hard to deal with, but they are inevitable. They are a necessary evil, especially if you did the classic traditional route of went to school, went to college, got a degree, went to chiropractic school, and then graduated as a chiropractor, but you realized somewhere in there that you did not have the finances to pay for school out of pocket, or you did, but it was going to take you X amount of time, right? Some long period of time in order to apply all of that money to chiropractic school in the long run. So what you did was you took out financial aid, took out loans, and you lived off of the loans, and you also paid for school off of the loans. Now, as I recall, chiropractic school is one of the most expensive healthcare professions that you can go into and that you pay for. Now, here's my first issue with that, and I'm gonna go on a little bit of a tangent here. This is a monopoly, okay? This is a monopoly in the sense of schools know that they are your only route, especially accredited agencies and accredited schools. They know that they are your only route to reach your end product of becoming a chiropractor. Here in the United States is a little different overseas. Some people might say it's a lot bit different. That's fine. But I'm speaking heavily onto the United States part of things. So in regards to student loans and what we should and should not be doing, I am not here to give you advice. I am not here to give you financial advice. I'm not here to give you like professional financial advice, I guess you could say. I just want to share my experience with you and what I've heard around the chiropractic community and then go from there so that you can make the best decisions for your situation, because every single person out there's situation is going to be a little bit different in the sense of student loans and how much they have, how often they're due, how much is due, et cetera, et cetera. So with that being said, let's hop right into it. First of all, click the link above, legendarychiro.com/go. Become a free member of the Legendary Chiropractor. You will not regret it. We have 6 past seasons of the Legendary Chiropractor podcast and Facebook Live show that you can watch. We have blogs that you can read all about associating, starting. SCED is the all-in-one system that allows for amazing control and flexibility of your scheduling. Yes, your next new hire. Every aspect of when and where you service your customers is at your command. SCED is tightly integrated with your existing EHR system. This software was made by a chiropractor specifically for chiropractic. No joke. Go check out their latest care plan feature by heading to go.sced.life/legendarypod. Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag. Every chiropractic clinic needs a compliance program. If you are not sure what that includes or why you need one, let Dr. Robin from RHDC Consulting help you build your chiropractic compliance. If you are ready to get started, head to robin-hale.mykajabi.com and let Dr. Robin guide you to the end result. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
About mental health, about all sorts of things for chiropractic students and docs. So go freaking check that out. Now, student loans are a beast. We have bullet number one, key takeaway number one. They are daunting. However, if you create a plan, if you plan for success, you will attain it. Let me repeat that. If you plan for success, you will attain it. Okay? Now, a lot of people don't like planning for what is to come. A lot of people don't like to sit down, jot notes down on a piece of paper and say, this is my vision, this is my vision, this is my purpose, this is my philosophy. A lot of people don't like to do that, and they think it's hoaxy, and they think it's weird, and they think it's, you know, foo-foo, whatever. I don't care what you think it is. It's a great idea. Write your vision, your mission down on paper, and then backtrack and see if how you can fill that in. Now, if your journey has encompassed student loans, if your journey has taken on student loans and financial debt, here's what we need to do. We need to create a plan for however long or however long you expect it to be paid off, or however long you want it to be paid off. Because this is gonna determine when you get to financial aid time, or student loan repayment time, this is going to determine what bracket you are in and what repayment plan you should be doing, okay? So in my specific situation, I am a first year associate doctor. I just graduated in March, end of March, and my repayment plan will be coming up here in September. Okay, so here's my plan moving forward. For the first year to 2 years, I will be on some sort of income-based repayment plan, right? Now, a lot of times when I picked up the phone and I called my loan service provider, which I highly recommend every single person in this group do, every person that watches this video do, pick up the phone when it's repayment time or before repayment time, actually, right when you graduate, and say, hey, I'm in my grace period, and talk to me about your repayment plans and what that means for me and my future. Now, I got a really great person on the other end of that call that helped me a lot. So with that being said, what they told me was 1 to 2 years, that's all you should plan for that income-based repayment plan, okay? That's because it's not meant to pay off your loans. A lot of people think the income-based repayment plan is meant to pay off your loans. In the long run, it's not. It's meant to constantly be hovering right around your income, about 15-20% a month off of your income a month. And it's not meant to actually pay it off. Okay? Again, this is not advice. I'm not giving you professional advice based on your money. Your situation is different than mine. My situation is different than everybody else's, okay? But here's what I do know, is that what that person told me is absolutely true. An income-based repayment plan is not meant to pay off your loans. In the long run, if you were to do that until you did, quote unquote, pay your loans off, you would have either doubled and or tripled your original student loan withdrawals, okay? So if you took out $200,000 in student loans and you did income-based repayments for the rest of your time within chiropractic, no matter how successful you were, you are likely to be close, damn close, to doubling that total by the end of that 15-20-year plan that income-based repayment plan is on. Some income-based repayment plans are even further than that because you don't, if you're not making it as much and you're not increasing in pay or, if you're not increasing in pay or income, this plan can take up to 20 to 25 years. And then a lot of people that do this for that long look to consolidate their loans and get them forgiven. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea. What I am saying is figure out if that's the right plan for you. As we talked about before, there are three different types of people that take out loans, or three different types of people that pay back loans, okay? So there's the personality of paying back loans that you wanna get it done as soon as possible, right away. That's what you wanna do. You wanna just pay it off within, 5 to 10 years, right? You're like, I have $200,000 over my head. I hate this feeling. I wanna get this paid off, right? That's one personality. There's another personality that says, no way, I'm not paying this off. There's no way, I'll wait 25 years, 30 years until this is forgiven. I'll never consolidate. I'll do income-based the whole entire time and I won't worry, I won't sweat about it, right? And then there's the person that falls, as you can imagine, right in the middle of this, right? And you want to pay them off as soon as possible, but you have a plan and a strategic plan written out where you know how long and how your pay is going to potentially increase over time. So you can do something more along the lines of do an income-based repayment right away out of school, especially if you're associating. Do an income-based repayment right away out of school, one and a half to 2 years, okay? Because that's how long you're probably gonna be at your associateship unless it's a long-term thing. But a lot of us are gonna be at an associateship 1.5 to 2 years. So do that income-based right then and there for those 1 to 2 years. And then after that, reevaluate and consolidate your loans. Find a company that you trust, that your mentors trust, and that the people around you within the chiropractic space trust for you to consolidate your loans and then reevaluate what that plan looks like come in the future, okay? So what we wanna do when we consolidate our, after we consolidate our loans, after that year, year and a half of paying back loans, income-based repayment, we wanna look at more of their either standard plan or their graduated plan. Again, this is not professional advice. I'm just giving you my opinions. So what we wanna do after we get done with the income-based repayment, because we do wanna pay these off within probably 10 to 12 years, okay? So there's the person that says, no, 25 to 30, I'll just get them forgiven. And then there's the person that says, I want these out of my hair in 5 to 7 years, right? Or even 3 to 5 years. And they're willing to do anything they can to pay those off and live as frugally as possible, right? But we're right in the middle. I'm gonna play the middle person. And what my suggestion is 1 to 2 years income-based repayment. And then after that, we consolidate our loans first and foremost. And then secondly, Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. We reevaluate and re-strategize what our plan looks like going forward, how many years it's going to take us to fully pay them off, principal and interest, fully pay your interest or fully pay your loans off, and figure out if that's the graduated plan that they offer or the standard plan that they offer. This is going to take out more of your pay per month that you're probably used to with the income-based repayment, because now we're out of the 10 to 15% of income-based repayment. Now we're more in the probably 25 to 35% bracket, if not even 50 if you can swing it, right? 50% of your income if you can swing it, right? So again, this is not advice. This is just what I've heard and seen around the profession. So take it for what it is. Again, make your own decisions based on what your situation is. And then after that, we'll be on either the graduated plan or the standard plan. And I like the graduated one because the graduated one increases over time. It doesn't increase with your income, but it increases over time, which then puts you in a situation of you either have to get out of your associateship or get paid more in your associateship, or you have to start your practice and rock it in practice, right? So it kind of puts your back up against a wall in a sense of a good thing, but doesn't do what the standard would do, would be like pulling out a ton of cash right away when you went and reconsolidated and then reevaluated and you went with the standard. It would pull out way more than you were probably used to and used to living off of when you were just income-based. That graduated plan is kind of a hockey stick kind of look, and it increases over time. And whatever plan you have in place, if it's 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years to pay these loans off. That's what we want to start to look at. And that graduated one, in my opinion, is going to be your best friend in regards to how we're going to get these paid off the fastest. And if you're able to put more down per month, great. It's not based on your income. It's based on, we have a minimum we have to pay every month. And if we can pay more, we should. And we absolutely should. Okay. So hopefully that was helpful. I know loans are dicey and strange, and everybody's situation is different, but I hope this was helpful. If it was, if you found value in this, please drop a comment below. Let me know. I'm trying my hardest to look out for more chiropractic students and docs, and recent docs especially, that we're kind of in this like gray area, in this unknown zone. So I hope this was helpful. I appreciate you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. To all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And I will actually be tuning in again on Saturday to go over tomorrow's post that we are going to have in the Legendary Chiropractor group to discuss, you know, what we do best. And that is all about loans and debt. So we're going to talk about more planning on Saturday. And this is what we do best. We give content, we give resources, and we give advice and personal experiences, so that hopefully if you learn one thing and take away one thing from this, great. We did our job, right? And that's exactly what we want. So be sure to click that link above. If you're just joining us, be sure to go back and watch this episode from the beginning in full, because we go deep into student loan repayments, what those look like, and how you can best manage your situation after graduation. I love and appreciate every single one of you. Happy Father's Day to those fathers out there, and I will see you on Saturday. Peace and love, guys. Bye. Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including, but not limited to, Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.